Time to get my T-Swift tickets! Ah! Okay. Oh, ooh, I gotta wait in the line. No worries. I once waited 2 hours for the release of the Pumpkin Spice Mocha Machate. So, honestly, I'm honored to get in line the way Taylor gets her exes in line. Screw you, Harry. She looks better in a dress anyway. Ticketmaster, ticket faster! Why is my boss pinging me? No, I'm gonna have to take PTO for this. I'd do anything for Taylor. I mean, her last name is literally Swift. Like, what is going on? Did you see Taylor's post? She is mad. Yeah, PTO, piss Taylor off. That's it.
I can't wait for Ticketmaster Taylor's version.
Ah! Oh my gosh, it's time. I'll get six tickets. It crashed. It's been a Taylor failure.
Taylor Swift just came through Kansas City, and yeah, the content was wild.
I think we might have been the only three people who didn't go.
I agree.
Katie, that's all Instagram is right now.
Katie was struggling. Months ago, she's like, I don't really, it's fine, it's too
okay,
much.
Okay, well, this is what happened. I signed up to go, and one of our friends sat on the presale for 8 hours to get tickets. She was only able to get six. And there was probably 9 people in this group message. And the other girls seemed really, really ecstatic. And hadn't even had Thomas yet. So I was like, I don't know. So I politely bowed out.
Very
at the
selfless.
Time.
Also, yeah, there was a nice way of saying there were certain girls' group texts I think would have killed themselves if they couldn't go. So.
Yeah. So I was like, it's fine. I had to let them. But then hindsight, I was kind of like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, Rachel didn't mention anything to me about it until the week of, and then all of a sudden she's like, this is starting to look pretty cool. Like, how much are tickets? And we did not end up going.
I saw
1,700.
Were they selling tickets behind the stage?
That's my new fascination, is checking StubHub, because StubHub will show you a picture of what your seats will look like, which is nice. But so you can see like how much seats are going for behind the stage. You can't see a thing. It's awesome.
Honestly, I mean, 300's in front of her or straight behind her. It's kind of the same thing. She's like 200 yards away. Did they sell out the behind her?
No, I don't think
that's
so.
Crazy. They should have put them up for sale.
Well, I mean, they definitely sold out initially. Like at face value, they all got sold. Yeah, you know, you can't get anything from Ticketmaster.
The video I saw, there was no one seated in the seats behind.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. They don't let you sit directly behind it, but they'll let you sit pretty far behind it.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying they should have just they would have sold those in a second.
They would
straight up look at the back of a jumbotron. Like, yep, I'm in.
Yeah, it's like these places, they have standards, like not by much, but like, all right, we probably shouldn't sell a ticket directly behind it, but we'll still sell you a ticket. We can't see anything.
Well, we're back with Correct Opinions, y'all. I feel like I forgot the music last few. I'm not going to forget it. So thank you guys for coming on back. Great episode today. Enjoy it. Like, subscribe, and let's roll the music.
Correct Opinions.
And this episode is sponsored again by Long Drink, my literally favorite alcoholic beverage right now. Boy, are these things crispy. Long Drink, Ricky Fowler's a part owner. Go Pokes, go golf. Miles Teller, Top Gun. Mustaches are hot.
Whiplash.
Whiplash.
You like that movie?
Like it. Love it. Long Drink, canned citrus beverage. And boy, do I like it.
Didn't you say, is it like the world's... America's fastest
growing. I saw it's America's fastest growing alcohol brand.
Right now it is Jake's fastest growing alcohol brand. No, I really do like it.
Yeah. Literally everyone I've introduced it to who they're like, I haven't heard of this. They taste it, they love it. It's like seltzers but better. It's a cleaner finish. This is the original flavor. They have a locale, they have a cranberry peach we had in Nashville. We had a peach.
Yeah. Which one is your favorite?
The peach was something else. I don't know. I'd recommend the classic's hard to beat too.
I was gonna say I really like the original. It's just such a good summertime drink.
Good summer citrusy.
It's so good.
So go to thelongdrink.com/tray to find it near you. They got it almost everywhere in the country. Try them out. Tag me. Let me know. I've had a lot of fans tagging me saying they're trying it. They're loving it. So thanks, Long Drink, for sponsoring us. Go check it out. Thelongdrink.com/tray. Australia, New Zealand.
That's right. Taylor good Swift isn't the only one who travels around.
Taylor Swift's not going to Australia. Did you know that?
Well,
I saw a comment said that if we can't get Taylor Swift, at least we get Trey. And that's my marketing tool.
Wow.
I think you should open with at least one Taylor Swift. Actually, you know what I'll do? I will come on stage. When I run on stage, it'll be to a Taylor Swift song
and
in Australia.
I'm laying on the cold, hard ground.
Nah.
See, she's not a Swiftie.
I am. I'm just not a singer.
But so she's not going to be there. I am. And tickets are on pre-sale right now. Code GROWUP. Let us know. Our Aussie and Kiwi friends.
Yeah.
That's correct, right? If you're coming, let us know in the Correct Opinions DMs or the YouTube channel. And can't wait. It's always nerve-wracking to put up a show for sale, but especially in another country for the first time.
I bet.
Have they even heard of me over there? I mean, of course, we see there's analytics that says people over there are watching, but I don't know. So it seems English. Like people, some of y'all were commenting you're excited, and they speak English, and they're white. I won't go to those other countries.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you need
not racist towards all of them, but the one race, I've been working on that bit. Do you have a bunch of bits that you're like, man, it's funny, but I'm a clean comedian. I can't do this.
Can't do that one. Yeah.
There's something funny about being I am not racist towards black people, but you want to talk about it.
Start on some other ones.
We're like, I don't think there's black people in Australia, though. I think there's very few.
Really?
Very few. It's interesting.
There's a big Eastern Asian influence in Australia.
Right. And they have their natives over there that they ran out of town to. Very similar. Ugh. So we're excited to come.
Gosh. All right. Let's move on.
And
from this.
Get your tickets. Trachea.com/tour. Pre-sale code. Grow up. Taylor Swift's not coming. Derek made a great point, Failman. He said, Taylor Swift, it made all the grown women just act like 12-year-olds again.
I was shocked by the bracelets that I saw. It looked like
Walk
Coachella.
Walk me through the bracelets.
Yeah, what's going on, Katie?
I only know is that I guess you like traded them when you were there. Like you made a bunch with like Taylor Swift lyrics or song names.
It's like an EDM festival.
And then you would trade them with people. Because I didn't go to the concert, but I went to a Taylor Swift brunch with all the girls who were going.
Oh, heck yeah, Katie.
And they had beads. They were making bracelets. So I made a bracelet too. It just says Thomas on it.
No one wanted to trade with me.
No one would trade.
But yeah, they all had them stacked up their arms.
And you just walk around to other girls and be like, hey,
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, what does the bartering system look like? Hey, I have Lover. Oh, you have Folklore?
Yeah.
You want to
swap? Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe you go into the thing like wanting to get like certain ones and you try and find
it's like
people.
Fantasy football.
It's
or
kind
something.
Of like, yeah. It's like.
But you could have made whatever you wanted the first time.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I really want one that says Bejeweled. Did you think about making one? No. Just figured I'd trade for it.
More exciting.
I just would have run around. I just would have made one that says, The ones Scooter Braun owns. I've just seen, like, F you. I'll never listen to
she
that.
She doesn't get money from that one. That's pretty funny.
But they also, I feel like the girls, like, they some kind of like dressed up like they were 12 also.
That's what we're saying. That's, yes. They the friends we know, they dressed up like they're 12. They started making TikToks.
There's a lot of tassels.
This 30-year-old girl, I didn't even know she had TikTok. And now she's... Now she's in tassels doing like transitions. I was like, wow.
I had a friend text me and just be like, just wondering if you would have gone to the concert, would you have worn as much glitter as the other girls?
A lot of glitter.
And I said, I don't think so. I don't know.
A lot of glitter.
There were, so back in the day.
Yeah, they looked like they were competing on what was Ms. Honey Boo Boo?
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah, they looked like they were auditioning for Toddlers and Tiaras.
They were just having fun.
I mean, I go to a football. We all act like 12-year-old boys. It's great. It's like their Super Bowl.
Accurate.
There are funny comparisons. Like, I remember, like, the Chiefs have, you know, had a lot of success recently. I'm a big Chiefs fan. And then I see, like, you know, some, like, 4-year-old boy gets to go to a Chiefs playoff game. I'm thinking, you don't know. You know, or some,
What the longtime fans have been through.
Some middle school girl that is friends of a friend. You know, so I'm like, oh, you don't deserve to be there. I deserve to be there. And I feel like that was Rachel... with this Taylor Swift concert, like seeing like kids she babysits, she's like, they don't even know the lyrics.
They don't know
the
eras.
I need to be in that seat.
They don't know the eras.
They don't know the eras.
Not like they didn't have a burned Taylor Swift CD when they were in high school.
Right. They didn't go to youth group when they were in 10th grade and they're like, to get the shy kids involved, let's all mouth the words to Romeo and Juliet. And I had to stand in the corner and I didn't even know the words.
I was like, I know Romans and Juliet.
Yeah.
Romeo.
That happened to you, Jim?
Oh, like, oh, we got to mouth that. Okay. For there's no sin for those who've been saved by Christ.
Romans, the wages of sin are death.
But the free gift of God is lying on the cold, hard ground.
You guys were sheltered, huh?
Yeah, I knew Weird Al versions of songs. I did not know the originals at all. So yeah, early Taylor Swift, I gotta say, Teardrops on My Guitar, even Fearless. Don't know that as well. Anything last 15 years, I'm solid.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Those were so harmless.
Well, they weren't, think, they weren't being played on 88.3 The Wind, so if they didn't get played there, I didn't hear it.
There was underlying Hollywood satanic messages.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Read a book, Katie.
Read a book.
Read a book. Wake up.
4chan.
I know some Reddit commenters.
But I'm sure they had a great time listening, sitting in the nosebleeds where she's 200 yards away. Might as well go in your backyard and just play music on the speakers really loud. You can't even see her. She's a dot down there.
I mean, if you were up in the... But people pay for that to watch football, too.
No, that's different. That's different.
Because you go to a football game, you don't know
what's going to happen.
Yeah, what's going to happen. Yeah. Win, lose, touchdown, fumble, whatever.
And you could say, I was there.
Taylor Swift, you know the 44 songs she's playing before you get there. There's you have access to the 44 songs.
There's a surprise song.
I did hear about that. There's a little music video.
Just Friday night. Surprise, like
Taylor Lautner popped out, I guess.
That was her touchdown. That was her game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A song that's on Spotify.
All right. Fair. Also, people play nosebleed. They pay like, no one's ever paid nosebleed seats for like $2,000.
That's true. Yeah, it's like, the Super Bowl? I don't know, $85.
Super Bowl.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, there's like a Super Bowl in like every city, right? And like the Super Bowl goes around to all the major cities, and you can like do that like probably like 40
she's just
times.
She's putting all of her Super Bowls into 1 year instead of spreading them out over a lot of time. I mean, very smart, making a lot of money.
Before we move on really quickly, I feel like Derek especially is going to hate this as much as I do, being a camera tech guy. My sister's friends have started this new thing. I assume it's a much bigger trend, but they've spent like $800 and they will get like a point-and-shoot camera, something that's been obsolete for about 5 to 10 years now. And they will just go like bachelorette party weekend, take pictures with this point and shoot camera, Taylor Swift concert. My sister's friends like go and they
is
use this point.
So for those who really don't know, point shoot means just like is it a digital camera?
It's a digital camera, okay. One of those like skinny little rectangles.
Yeah.
That like sometimes the flash pops up out of it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
It's like a digital Polaroid.
Yes, it's digital. It's not film. And they just... Yeah, it's like Facebook albums days. They go home and then put it on their computer and look at them. And then guess where they individually go? To their cell phone. Guess what has a camera attached to it that's better than that Canon point and shoot? Your cell phone. I promise you this is worth it.
Do the pictures look artsy or no?
They look like a 2008 picture.
You look better in that. It's a little blurry.
I'll tell you what happens.
I've seen a lot of that. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like you're... You're gonna be showing your kids like your old this. Hey, yeah, you're going back through the photos. This is what your old man was doing. Like, why the photos look so bad? It was 2023. Like, well, yeah, I regret it, but I thought it was cool.
Well, it
took more work and it looked worse.
I didn't tell you the camera comes in pink. The iPhone doesn't right now.
The aesthetic was pretty cool.
But I guarantee you, it's a bunch of girls, too, who don't know how a camera works, so I always shoot on auto, so the flash is always on. So every picture, their eyes just look this color, you know? Taylor Swift, and they're just like crazy, and their face is all white from the flash.
That's fair. That's very annoying.
No wrinkles.
Katie owns one of these cameras, I can tell. She just bought one last night.
Doesn't show detail, you know? It's kind of like, am I 18 or 25 or 30, you know?
Uh-huh. That's great.
Good one.
That is, you know, with the women, we were watching this new show on Apple TV called Silo, and the whole gist is it's some post-apocalyptic, they're all living down underground in the silo, and it's like, when you know
it's
it,
like
wait.
A caste system.
Is there something outside? Yeah, is outside normal? They keeping us here? Anyway, they're supposedly been in, their civilization's been down in this silo underground for 100 plus years, and the main character, the woman, who's trying to figure out the truth, I guess there's a bunch of Botox down in the silo. I always think this. When I watch these shows, it'll be like Sandra Bullock's like stranded somewhere on an island. I'm like, where's she popping in to get lip fillers?
Yeah. She's been here 3 months. She still looks pretty good.
Yeah. I just, that's the one, people gloss over that.
Gloss over it. I think, man, her skin looks good.
Good. The whole new, I've heard it's very difficult now to write movies with the whole cell phone thing, like special horror or thriller movies. You're like, how do we get rid of the phones in this?
Oh,
because there's so many situations. You'd be like, well, I'll just call the police or I'll, I'm on by my friends or
I see like acknowledging the presence of
if,
cell phones.
Just pay attention. Yeah. If you ever watch any, cause I kind of like scary movies or thriller movies. If you ever watch any now, they're always like, they do some weird deal where they have no service or they do some weird explaining
thing.
It's
set in the 90s.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's back in the day. And no, they need to start addressing this Botox epidemic. Cause what's her name? She's been on an island for 10 years. Her skin's flawless. Doesn't make sense. Figure it out, Hollywood.
That's a good point.
I mm-hmm. do think at some point...
Wake up.
I did hear like actresses maybe didn't get Botox or didn't get as much because you also can't show as many facial expressions if your face is frozen. So...
Ooh, yeah.
That's... Maybe they need to think about that.
I know. Need more expressiveness.
Uh-huh. I'm mm-hmm. really expressive.
A lot of people who read audiobooks get a lot of Botox because they can still, you know, keep it together. You know, exactly. They don't need... The expression comes from the throat.
Yes.
So a lot of audiobook people are actually really attractive. Little known fact.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I've written some of the most attractive people.
Wow.
Damn. What's that?
And podcasters.
What's her? Colleen? You better not listen to her book.
Yeah. She's in the news.
The other Colleen. What? You were reading the book. Wasn't her name Colleen?
Colleen Hoover.
You listen to audiobook from her.
Oh, man.
this book's actually would be one where you're like, really hope people aren't around listening.
Yeah.
I haven't read them, but just from what I've heard.
You wouldn't want to listen to them like in the car. Like you need private headphones for this. Yeah, like just get stoplight, gas stations, people hear this.
Jake's just
the bite marks on the headboard.
Yeah.
Turn that down.
Jake's just look up. He's got the window down on a nice sunny day. He's looking over, just pouring water on his head.
Global warming.
Colleen.
Hoover.
What was I going to talk? Okay. The other Colleen.
Yeah.
Colleen, whatever. Miranda Sings.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Miranda Sings, right? Katie, you've seen Miranda Sings?
Old school YouTuber.
No.
You don't know?
She used to do the lipstick crazy. She pretended to sing really poorly.
Katie's great. She's a mole person. She doesn't know.
I never got on YouTube.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's a massive OG YouTuber. And she, cancel mob. Oh, the woke mob. Cancel culture. Well, she releases an apology video for the ages. Derek, would you just play this? Let's get the blind reaction.
Let's get the blind reaction.
Well, she's been accused of, she's had all this history of, in her live shows, because she has a lot of children fans, YouTube, and she'll bring up like an underage kid on stage and like borderline her assault them on stage. Like her character is like weird and awkward and she'll be like, hey, little boy, can I try to kiss you? And it, like there's, it's just a classic, like 10 years ago, aging very poorly, kind of weird. And then I guess there's weird accusations she would like message underage kids.
I'm seeing some like, stuff now. She sent lingerie like, to a 13-year-old.
Oh, all right.
Stuff she's just blaming on being like socially awkward, but it's like, well.
You're like, no, that's
anyway,
wrong.
I don't know. The main focus is how she chose to apologize.
Okay,
so
okay.
Please enjoy. Let's hear it. Great skin, Botox.
And this is a YouTube video called like, I'm sorry or something, right?
Right.
Since you saw my face, I haven't been doing so great, so I took a little break. So a lot of people are saying some things about me that aren't quite true. Doesn't matter if it's true though, just as long as it's entertaining to you, right? You guys having fun?
Dang.
All aboard the toxic gossip train. Chugging down the tracks of misinformation. The toxic gossip train. You got a one-way ticket to manipulation station. Toxic gossip train.
This is like Schoolhouse Rock.
The tracks and you ask me for my past. Cause rumors look like facts if you don't
mind. Oh my god, speaking of my hair stand up.
Survive in the crash, but hey. At least you're having fun. Hi, everyone. I've been wanting to come online and talk to you.
Okay. What is it? How long is the video? How long does this go on?
Oh,
it's like 10 minutes of this.
I recently realized
pause.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you think? You believe her?
Good voice, though.
The toxic gossip train.
I mean,
chugging down the tracks of misinformation.
Choo-choo! Manipulation station.
It's so strange.
I didn't expect it to be train themed. Yeah, I had purposely not watched that video so I could get
all aboard.
Should I skip ahead to the highest peak real quick?
Yeah, let's see what people are looking for.
I did not expect it to be a song. Starts
breaking down about conductors or...
What? You gotta shovel the coal in their mouths.
Who manipulates and abuses children.
Oh.
Sorry.
So I just wanted to say that...
Oh,
I don't think I've ever groomed.
He goes back to
Persian cats. I'm not a groomer.
Oh gosh.
Just a loser who didn't understand I shouldn't respond to fans, and I'm not a predator, even though a lot of you think so. Because 5 years ago I made a fart joke
and locked a boy in the basement. Oh, the toxic train chugging down the tracks. I can't move. I've got to move because I'm next to a school. It's so insane.
That's so funny. Yeah, she's like, I'm not a groomer. I just didn't realize I shouldn't.
Look, I didn't
form
know.
Bonds with children that watch my videos. No one told me that.
I didn't know sniffing his underwear was criminally wrong.
Yeah, what I guess what do you want I need me? More information here.
Half price on the tickets to the train.
All aboard. I love she just keeps singing, don't turn the camera around, there's an 11-year-old old boy filming me.
Yeah.
He's locked here.
It's so wild.
I mean, how old is she?
I don't know. She's been doing a long time. I just think it's another classic example. Someone just, you get, I guess, famous enough and so in your own bubble, you just lose your mind. I mean, who... What was her thought process? She's like, let's just do this a little different. Maybe my fans will be like, that's classic her being silly, goofy, making fun songs.
That's classic her not totally addressing the claims.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so funny. Imagine being like one of these kids, one of the victims or whatever. And you're like, oh, you know, here we go. She's finally apologizing. Let's click on the video. She pulls out a ukulele and starts talking about trains. You're like, I don't feel apologized to at all. Yeah,
this isn't helping. They're like in therapy. They're just like, she's going to apologize. The therapist's like, it's very important you watch it. And, this is you good. Know, it's gonna really
I think you're
going
to feel good after this.
Yeah, it's going to make sure you watch it all.
I mean, that is a great reason to have the internet right there.
There are a lot of very angry parents.
Mm. I bet. I just, it's so funny.
Not
like,
to mention the Hawaiian culture.
Yeah, the ukulele is bad for its brand.
I mean, ukulele has always been kind of a, you know, an instrument adjacent. Everyone's like, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Give us something else. They're like, not this.
Not Manipulation Station.
Oh, no. Is that what's over the rainbow?
The part where Derek fast-forwarded to it, it seemed like she had stopped and she was going to talk. Like, hey, I'm not a groomer.
Okay. All right.
And then she pulls it back out.
Did you enjoy the 6 minutes of that song? Let's talk about it.
A little too serious. Back to the music.
All right. Sorry. That's enough of that.
And then
I'm not a groomer.
Did it peak? How does it? There's 4 more minutes after that. Does it kind of wrap up or?
Just keep singing.
The Tonks.
That is a long song.
Train.
Yeah. Does she have
it's also amazing.
A teleprompter?
I mean, that had to take her 20 hours to make this thing. This is the crazy part.
She had like 10 million views. So.
Go to another peak.
Might be worth it.
Bring up the video. What's. Go a couple minutes more. What does she do?
How does she close?
Yeah. Where's she over? Right here.
Any bad intentions.
Never. No bad intentions. Okay, then what? Don't start strumming again, Colleen. Don't strum it again, Colleen.
Just talk.
No, don't do another chord progression.
That was perfect. That was perfect. It reminds me so much of Schoolhouse Rock.
You just saw her starting to finger a new chord. Like, Colleen.
Stop it. This is your PR team.
Wow. When you're in this position, right? There's always that fear, even if you've done nothing wrong. You have that weird fear in the back of your head, like, am I gonna cancel one day? So many people getting canceled.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be best if we were prepared with our own little rendition.
We
just to practice, right? Let us know, Rectis, like if this is kind of like tracking with just an example situation you get canceled for. I think that just. Anyone who gets canceled for, you could borrow this song.
Derek, can we get some ukulele apology music?
I'm sorry, Bella.
I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry, Teddy. Oh, okay, okay. Sorry, Bella. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry, Teddy. And I'm sorry, Stan. I made a mistake because I got caught throwing dogs in a lake. Here's my song. It's time to make amends because I like to punt, pass, kick a man's best friend. So I'm sorry, Sparky. I'm sorry, Roscoe. I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm sorry, Blue. I was having fun and then somebody tattled. A cinder block attached to a leg makes it hard to doggy paddle.
Yeah, that's pretty. I think that it was a lot, brought a lot of healing to Stan.
Well, all of them, but yeah.
Wow, I don't even like dogs, and that was pretty sick.
Well, that's why he apologized. Yeah.
That's why people were coming for me. Poor Miranda. Actually, no, not poor Miranda.
Poor Miranda sings. Well, poor Miranda sings. Colleen has got canceled. Miranda sings the character. She did nothing wrong.
She's got a ton of views. She's doing great.
So
maybe she just wants to go on a more serious route.
It didn't look like it. Let's do more ukulele.
Okay. Instagram released a new app, Threads. Twitter, basically. They... I had heard this is coming out. It came out all of a sudden, and I mean, pretty cool. It's makes total sense. It's integrated into your Instagram, so everyone got a ton of followers quickly, and that's kind of very exciting. Smart.
Like, except you had to download something else.
They made it very easy.
I mean, yeah, true. It took I think it took 7 seconds for me on my Wi-Fi. Sure.
But it should have just been on the same app. That's my opinion. I would have never tried. He was like, are you following me on Threads? I'm like, I would have never downloaded this if you wouldn't have said that.
Katie can't. We've talked about it. She stopped being able to use technology when we got married.
She's
like, Trey does that now.
She's like,
Trey does it now.
Why are Hulu and Netflix and HBO different apps? Just make them. I don't care if they're different companies. Different people work on them.
Clicking on their button.
Just be all in one app. Amazon and Netflix and YouTube and Instagram and texting. One app.
One app.
I agree.
Threads. I don't know what I think everyone was excited. I wonder if how consistently people put out content, but you excited?
Yeah, it was an exciting first week. I think everyone is like, 3 weeks from now, what's this gonna be like? But so far, pretty good head of steam. 70 million downloads as of like last Friday, I saw. And yeah, they're very smart letting you take kind of your username, some of your followers with you. And yeah, it's fun. Cause that's the biggest barrier to entry to move to a new app or like, hey, this is Twitter, but better. It's like, it might be better, but I have all these followers at Twitter, so I'm not moving on.
Yeah, Forbes post, Threads now fastest growing app in history, 100 million users in 5 days.
Wow.
Which is crazy because Twitter only has, I think, 200 or 300 million users. But yeah, they made it. I'm shocked sometimes how hard certain companies and apps make it to just get going.
There was no login. There was nothing.
So easy, which is what I think that's half the value of some of these companies. Like Amazon makes it just so easy to buy a thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Apple makes it so easy for me to buy
Apple
AirPods.
Pay. Yeah, buying things on your phone. Yeah, things like
and,
that.
Yeah, we'll see. People keep it going because it's, I don't know really how it's different at all. It's literally Twitter.
It seems like a more like dumbed down Twitter, if anything. There's like less
Sounds
features.
Perfect sure. for me.
Yeah, sure. Well, there's such a trend of like screenshotting your tweet and putting it on your stories or your Instagram. So they're like, now you can just thread that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seems like a good opportunity for me.
Definitely.
I might make my mark on Threads.
Make your mark.
You'd be a thread girl.
Yep.
Get yourself a Canon point and shoot. Go crazy.
I have a lot of inspirational quotes.
The I think it's the CEO of Instagram, Montessori, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He was big on, he claims, he's like, hey, Threads, we're not going to do any politics. We're not going to do any hard-hitting news. That doesn't belong here. So they're trying to be a little different than Twitter in that way. But I think other people are also saying, like, you kind of need that stuff to get, like, good content on a platform.
But you're also can post whatever you want. How do they keep that from...
Yeah. Hey. Guys.
He's just tweeting all day long. Stop tweeting. Stop threading that.
Stop.
It's politics.
Yeah, I don't know how they police that, but just their goal, I guess.
I don't know. But you've been threading?
Here and there. Just I never tweet, so I'm sure there's a handful of people like me out there. It's like I never use Twitter, but I'll use some threads. Just write some jokes out there.
I know right now
There's no kind of discover. It's really simple. You just follow people and you just see what they tweet.
Yeah, Threads is giving you a lot of people you're not following, I feel like.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like decent discoverability. Katie, you got to get on Threads.
I'm on it now.
Oh, okay. How quick was that, though?
It was very quick.
I bet you already have 2,000 followers on Threads.
What? How many followers, Katie?
I have zero.
All right, you might need to accept some people, but Derek, are you on Threads?
You have zero? I'm telling you, man. She just...
Let's see.
Derek, are you on it? You...
I am. The video quality is really good. I did post a video, ooh, doing a video test. Very good resolution.
It's like to hear.
Drop a lot of frames.
Well, that's fun.
Video approved. I hope the Taylor Swift fan... Do you think they can upload their... They could easily thread their...
Their point-and-shoot pictures?
Point-and-shoot pictures?
Yeah, I mean, go from the camera and then go home to your computer, USB it to your computer, drag it to your desktop, and then from there, either like Google Drive it or AirDrop it to your phone, and then from your phone, then upload it to Threads.
Click Instagram, then click Threads.
Yeah, and then from there, boom, just like that. Yeah, it's there. Pretty simple.
You heard it here first. Katie's still trying to figure out. I mean, look at her. She's so confused.
I'm just looking. They do give you a lot of people on here that you're not following, and...
For those not watching on YouTube, Katie has an actual needle and thread, and she's trying to...
I don't understand how you get followers.
She's trying to sew what she wants to say.
Yeah.
Is that Thomas?
Yeah.
Thomas is downstairs screaming.
He's singing that train
station song. We just leave him and down. I hope he's all right.
Well.
Thomas's new thing is he can roll over to stomach, but he can't roll to his back, and he loves to roll to stomach. So... Now when you lay him down,
he's like a turtle.
He just rolls to his he's like a turtle. Yeah. He rolls to his stomach. Instantly. Within 2 seconds, you set him down. And then after 5 seconds, starts yelling like, I'm on my stomach, help me!
Stuck!
And you roll him back, and then he just...
Okay, it's a new face.
You want to go check, Katie?
Yeah.
I can see it in your eyes.
He's not a big crier, but he's a big yeller.
Yeah. Screamer. I kind of respect him. He doesn't cry. He just hollers. Ah! Ah! What he does. Oh, we're gonna check on him while you're doing that. Let's get to a fan video again. Get your tickets and to all the shows. Thank you. We got a lot of people selling great. Boston showing out, selling tickets.
Sweet.
Red Bank, New Jersey, dude.
Boston.
Something in the water in Red Bank.
Only two shows in New Jersey, dude.
So dumb. We, so hit us with your fan DMs, fan video submissions in the DMs of Correct Opinions Instagram. What do we got?
Hi guys, my name is Maddie. I'm from Kansas City too.
So
hometown love.
Oh geez.
Katie, congratulations on becoming a mom. I have a 2-year-old and a 9-month-old, and being
Bragger.
A mom is just the best. So welcome
such
to the
a
club.
Gift. Such a gift.
Jake, congratulations on getting married.
Thank you.
By the time you watch this video, I think you might know what I hope song you're still Solomon married. Was talking about. So congratulations on that, Sheltered Kid.
We haven't played any songs.
Derek Palaman, hello. And then Trey, my question is kind of for you. What is a recty? I have been searching the podcast episodes and Googling. Trying to listen to as many as I can, but I have yet to find when you explain what that is. So I was personally team Tresadilla. Might be because I'm Mexican, but what the heck is a recty? And also wanted to say that my husband and I are looking forward to seeing you guys in Kansas City. I think my baby might be in the White People Wedding video. So really eager to...
Bueno.
And just excited to laugh because we went and saw you guys in Wichita during your last tour and
don't need a life story, Maddie.
So really looking forward to seeing you all again in KC.
This is longer than Miranda's song.
Love the podcast.
Bring out a ukulele. The ukulele helped. It's kind of getting boring.
God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you, Maddie. Thank you. Thanks for all the kind words. I like the little subtle hint there. Yeah, she was at the White People Weddings video shoot.
Cool. If you don't know what Trey's talking about,
that in there.
Come to the show.
Come to the show.
See what the White People Wedding's all about.
You come to the show anywhere on tour, and if you saw or will see the crying baby on the video, it's her baby.
Yeah. It's at least half Mexican.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So
good.
Edit it out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Trace, what's a recty? It's really a mindset.
It's much more than a namesake.
It really can't really be described.
It's a lot like, do you guys remember what Andrew Tate was saying there for a while? It's very similar.
It's just connect the dots.
He says
connect the dots.
What did that Uber driver say one time? He makes you think or something. Like he has a lot of good ideas.
I don't know, man. Hey, people hate truth. People hate truth.
People are scared of what they don't know.
Yeah. Hey, people are scared of the truth. You say the truth, people don't want to hear it.
That's great.
So that's kind of, I hope that answers your question, Maddie. I'm excited to see you at the show. Thanks for coming to Witch Talk in City. Really means a lot. And coming out and helping out with the shoot. Your baby is a star.
I don't know.
She was awesome. We needed a crying baby. She's like, and she had a very chill, good little boy. And she's like, he's tough, but I remember she was waving. She's like, hey, he's probably about to cry. He's getting hungry. He's about to cry. I was like, Derek, let's get it. And she was like, she was kind of like, I don't know. She was like, kind of like pinching her baby. Kind of like, come on, cry. And she's like, he's such a good boy. I'm struggling. She made her son cry for me.
Well, I remember that because she had her boob out. And then she was like getting him close to it, but not letting him actually eat it. And then eventually he just lost it, which who wouldn't? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it works like a charm.
It does.
You got to dangle the carrot. But also, Maddie, if you don't, recti is like correct.
E.
E. Correcti. Recti. So,
yeah. But Google it just to be sure.
What's next one?
That's all we got today because my Instagram doesn't work. Thanks to Threads.
Yeah. Spending all this time on Threads now.
I feel like. Yeah, my Instagram doesn't work. I can't load half the things on Instagram.
That's a bummer. You missed out on so much Taylor Swift photos.
I actually did have quite a few friends I knew that I knew that's what we were posting. I really wanted to see it.
Dude, sometimes your Instagram, like halfway load, you get on some weird Wi-Fi and it's like a gray image, but then it explains it to you. Like the word, like the metadata is on there. It happens very rarely, but you get an idea. Like it'll say like, it would say like girls at outdoor concert or something. Just for like a split second before the image loads. Creepy. It's only happened a few times, but it's like you get to see the back end data of like it knows what we're posting.
Like 12-year-old girl meetup, and you're like, I don't think I follow. Oh, Miranda? No, those are my adult friends.
Oh, okay.
I unfollow Colleen. What was Thomas's deal?
I don't know. He just is being fussy. But he's playing on the ground now.
Oh, great.
I have
love playing on the ground.
Not a fan video, but this is just a fan comment that someone commented this like on my way over here today. So we posted the clip of the woman with her hands and hair, you know, on the airplane seat in front of you. Look like the dead body in a trunk. And this person, it might be a man. Sorry, that was hard to get out. WTF is wrong with you guys. That's the seat she paid for. She is staying within the boundaries of said seat. What exactly is the problem? You have to look at another person's hands. Do you have a fingernail phobia? I'm admittedly the least patient person when it comes to an airplane.
No
but
way.
This, get a life, guys. So I replied, be honest, were those your hands?
You're the guy, huh? He does. It's like his go-to every plane. Nothing more relaxing than kicking back and grab it. I'll argue with you, sir. So if you don't know what we're talking about, go to the Correct Me on Instagram, refer to it. We talked about it last week. A woman in front of me had her hand on the back of her seat, aka the seat in front of me, had her hands all in my face. I beg to differ. If you pay for a seat, you pay for the front of the seat.
You pay for 90 degrees, or 180 degrees.
You don't get the back of the seat. The back of the seat is mine.
Only 90 degrees of the seat you get.
You pay, you pay for the front of your seat and the back of the seat in front of you.
Yeah, everything.
That's what I paid for.
From the shoulder blades forward is yours.
I can hang, you have those setups now. You can click your phone into the thing. You can, you have the tray. I'm paying for the back of the seat. That's my, and sir, I'm shocked to hear you're not a patient person.
That's crazy. But yeah, the back of the seat is yours. I mean, they have storage there. You're supposed to put your things in the back of the seat.
But if you're reclined, you get less of that too. So are you guys pro or anti-reclining?
Oh, I'm all for it. They let you recline. No, it's not like fine. I came in and installed my own recliner.
And when they recline on me, it's a 2 seconds of like, oh, I'm like, well, whatever. They can do that. This guy probably every plane he goes on, he's so confused. He stores his stuff in the back of his seat.
All right. Oh, my AirPod case is back here somewhere. Sorry.
Looking for the AirPod case.
Oh my gosh. You remember one time I dropped my AirPods? I'm an idiot. And I didn't like they were sitting on the armrest when we took off, and so then they slipped down.
The armrest of a plane.
Well, for context, were we going to Italy?
It was a red eye.
It was a red eye
back from Hawaii.
Why? You know, so I have crazy status and points because we tour the country. So
it was a good armrest.
We had the nice like the bed seats. So I mean, I was so pumped for this flight. Yeah. I wanted it to be 20 hours. I've never sat in those seats before. It was so fun. So they're big setups.
Like a recliner.
So she didn't just drop it like, excuse me, sir, can you get that? She dropped it into some like deep void in one of these big beast seats.
So then there was like a man with his child behind us. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, do you see my AirPods? Like, are they under your seat back there? And he was like, no, let me look. And I mean, he starts digging. He is, he is digging.
He's like, hold on, I see it way down in here. Yeah. He's like being really nice.
And I'm like, okay, thank you. So sorry. He finally gets them, comes back up, and he's bleeding.
I got scratched on the way out. It was like, oh my.
I was like,
some barbed wire down there on your AirPods.
Really sorry. And he's like, his wife's like across the aisle. He's like, do you have any like band-aids or anything? Like, I was just like, I'm just gonna turn around and like,
God,
I was just, because the whole time, I mean, I think every couple has this person that comes. I mean, every day, he's like, have you seen my phone? Have you seen my AirPods? Have you seen my wallet? I'm just like, I can't. So we're just gathering. She's all getting situated. She's like, looking for this, can't find this. AirPods drops one. I'm just so frustrated. Now this guy is like, honey, I'm bleeding. You have a band-aid? Yeah. And she's just like, It's like, ah.
Katie, are you a dropper of things?
Yes.
No.
Yep.
I don't drop
Big
things.
Dropper spiller.
You are a spiller.
I haven't spilled in a long, long time.
You really haven't, but.
I had a weird spilling fit. You're dropper spiller. I walked in the kitchen the other day. There's corn nuts all over the ground.
Rachel drops 6 items a day, and not corn nuts. She's talking dropper. Kindle, water bottle. A water bottle made of a drum set, it sounds like. It's the loudest thing I've ever heard in the world.
Yeah. Oh, she 808s.
There's nowhere she hasn't dropped her water bottle. It's amazing.
Well, I haven't dropped our son, and you have.
It's a quality of drops.
I'm just kidding. He has not dropped Thomas.
I mean, yeah, I kind of did. You remember, right?
Oh, when you cut it.
Out on the, we were on with your family that weekend.
You dropped him in the airplane seat.
I was kind of getting up. And you know, your baby will surprise you. He moved and he fell from my, I was like getting up off the ground with him. So he fell probably like 8 inches onto the ground, but it was enough to startle him. And he let out a, wah! And I was kind of like, and it was definitely a mom. She just runs in the room. Like, she just looked at me in a way where she was like, explain what's happening.
She's like, what happened? Like, I don't know. He's hungry.
Yeah. You know, that's how he cries when he's hungry. And I just had to be like, I kind of dropped him. It was a terrible feeling. Jeez. And today I did a bit. I don't know. She was like, hand him to me. I did kind of like a, ooh, I'm going to drop him. And she just, of course, she, I mean, it looked like she almost had a heart attack. I was like, I don't know why I did that.
That was not funny.
Yeah. Not funny.
That was a, almost dropped him and caused permanent damage. Whoa.
Yeah, not funny.
I'm amazed how few times parents drop babies. I always think of that. We're holding them all the time. Going upstairs, running around town. Surprised there's not more dropped babies.
There's got to be a higher frequency of dropped babies if they're missing a limb. Because I think that's what helps. Slips, grab an arm.
That's
slips,
like,
grab
that's
a
like
leg.
Those wrestlers who have no legs and they always win. People are like, how are they doing this? Well, think about it.
Born to be tough.
Tough to grapple that.
Yeah.
That's why.
Problem solved.
That's why that Indian girl with 8 arms, no one ever dropped her.
Tatma. Mm-hmm.
Tatma.
Wow.
Never drop a dropper.
Wow.
Smartest girl in the world.
Solving Rubik's Cube really fast. People don't know if it's intelligence or just the amount of
just
fingers.
Dexterity. Yeah. Just 8x the time. 4x.
Well, speaking of comments, last week we they asked if you guys could just gas me up in the comments.
Oh, yeah. Katie's a 9.
Some people did.
Such an easy 9.
It was a solid 9, not easy 9. But
yeah, not easy.
But
crude 9.
Yeah, a couple people did. One person, very sweet, listed out some things. She included tall as one of those compliments.
What kind of things?
A compliment, tall?
Yeah.
Hair. She has hair past her shoulders.
She said it was kind and incredible, extraordinary, tall, absolutely amazing. Very, very sweet. Thank you so much.
Wow.
I just always think it's funny because I have gotten tall as a compliment before, and I just feel like it's kind of just like a descriptor more so than like a.
Yeah, it's not really a compliment. It's like, you're white.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
I do like being tall, so I mean, I'm not against it, but it was funny. And then the other one was, she kind of has catfish beauty. Like, like she,
someone said that?
Yes, like she modeled for Getty Images.
I don't know how those two things are related. Modeling for Getty, which that doesn't make sense. You don't model for Getty.
Yeah, hold that's on. Like somewhere, paparazzi, basically.
Somewhere on Tinder, someone's impersonating our Catherine.
Oh.
Not her name. What an awesome comment.
I honestly, I forgot about catfishing being a thing. I no, thought that was purely
no, I think
the fish with
no,
whiskers.
No, I think she means the fish. The fish that creeps along the bottom of a lake.
Like a catfish.
He's that catfish model.
Ooh, kind of like maybe I got like a facelift or something.
Oh, I would love to yeah. go canoodling with Katie. Oh. She's got that catfish vibe. Here. Just stick your fist yeah. in the hole and see what you pull out. Yeah.
Pure beauty. That's a real. That's my type of beautiful woman. You find her deep in the nooks and crannies. Good. Eating crap.
That lake, old lake beauty.
So,
man, I forgot about catfishing being a word. Okay, I get it now.
Very, very kind. I've never gotten... made that I was maybe like a Getty Images model.
Getty Images.
Yeah. I mean, I'm confused by that part of the comment. Really.
That's like saying, "You, gosh, you're a beautiful woman. Your modeling belongs in Hobby Lobby frames."
Yes, that's exactly.
Wow, you're a looker.
Thank you.
The things that you never look at, they're just like, they're just like a prop behind. Thank you, sir, ma'am, whoever you are.
I will say, Horse Girl, Anna Buffini. This is some gas here. Katie, she says, Katie literally makes me less scared to have a baby because of how good she looks just weeks after having one.
Aww. Thank you, Anna. Well,
Anna, it has been months.
Yep. Yeah, she's...
It's been months.
It's been a
thank
while.
Thank you.
Just go back to those recent episodes. Just double check. Horse Girl, she'll have a baby real easy. Just...
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just that much. No, that might still get it. You're just doing this on a horse a lot, and she's used to.
You to what?
To just that motion of like gravity down.
We're done. We're done.
I don't see it. That makes perfect sense.
And Anna, let me just say, be the first to say, you've got that horse beauty, just like Katie's got catfish.
Beautiful.
Thomas is crying. He heard the horse part.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
All right, I'm gonna.
You gotta go.
Take a break.
Yeah. So. That's enough company, Katie. I think we get the picture. Man, rough day for Thomas.
Dang. Thomas needs to get back on his back.
I mean, seriously. A lot of great comments. Keep them coming. I guess I saw on the Spotify, or the what is the Spotify ad read, I said, that's the sale of a new sound.
You hear that? That sale of a new sound.
Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with some buddies, grabbed lunch. Shout out Baba's Pantry. Ever heard of this place?
No, Baba's? Oh,
Baba's. Little home, little family-run place, Mediterranean. Ooh, great people. They gave me a free bottle of olive oil. They said they're fans. Very nice people.
All right.
So, yeah. Come on over if you want to oil up some.
Oil up something.
We were joking around. I don't know if you've experienced this with Rachel. This hits harder when you get farther along or maybe even kids, but... I feel like guys' days, guys' events, guys are so good at planning them, doing them. I've had to really start. I was like, Katie, when are you going to hang out with the girls? They're like, I'm happy to watch Thomas. They just won't plan it. And then they get frustrated that we're always hanging with the guys when we make moves to plan it.
You have iMessage.
Yeah. Do you guys experience this?
I would say yes. I already do.
This morning I forced Katie. I was like, before you say anything else, text 3 friends in a group text and say, let's hang out sometime and then show me the text. You're doing it. And then she did it. They're making it happen. Because I was going to lunch with friends and several of us there said, as we showed up, our wives jokingly, which, you know, truth behind the joke, we're like, off to see the boys again, huh?
Multiple guys said that.
Yeah. So I'm just there to say, I just wonder if people experience that. Ladies, we want you to go do the thing.
Have a healthy, you know, healthy relationships.
Our theory is that because girls put so much pressure on the getting ready and the what's the theme and da-da. Guys, the theme is just show up,
hanging,
put your Crocs on and sit on the couch, just hang.
That's the theme.
That's the theme.
I feel like guys are definitely better when it comes to hanging in a group. Where like girls are probably much more likely to like one on one. Hey, you and I, let's grab coffee. You and I, let's go on a walk. It's a lot more difficult for them to plan like a 8-person group girl hang. don't know if that's ever happened, actually.
No, I don't think they do that.
I don't know if that it does exist. But like guys, it's like, oh yeah, we can get eight of us together. Like a drop of a hat. No problem.
Easy.
That's two tee times.
Do whatever.
That's one living room for us, you know, NFL Sunday football.
We did I can't believe I almost forgot about this. This past weekend I ran a half marathon in the backyard.
Oh yeah. How was that?
Pretty cool. Wait, I should send you this, Derek. Okay. You can show the people. I thought this is kind of
You got footage of you?
Not footage, but a nice little, just recap. My Nike Run app.
Okay.
I thought about posting making a whole thing. I didn't. But they're nice enough to let me run in the morning. So we all got together at 8 a.m. And some of these dudes, I had to bow out for a bit because I have a baby. But several dudes hung out from like 8 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Wow.
That's just being a dude, man. Girls don't do that. Dudes will do that. Just sit here and hang out all day.
That is a marathon.
Yeah, look at this. There's the recap.
Okay, so is the green is everywhere you ran?
The green is just a circle like 300 times.
You went into the house once, it looks like, to grab something.
There was a quick, I was running circles in the backyard and he has like a side gate that kind of goes out to the front of the yard.
Okay.
And I, cause there's no rules, so just got to be on the property. I was like, I might need a switch up here. And so I tried running out the gate and back. I did it once. I was like, that's not it.
It's not the move.
I returned it around.
That's awesome.
Okay, let's see what we're working with here. So elevation, you still gain some elevation.
I guess a few feet here and there. There was a tiny...
It adds up.
Yeah, adds up.
Cadence, 146.
I have no idea what cadence means.
That's the guy who is there. Yeah, his name's Cadence. Yeah, he's there for
146 chips.
It's 2 hours and 26 minutes. Okay, you burned 1,300 calories. Half marathon, a little under 3 hours. And you ran 13.11.
A little extra, I guess.
Not bad.
Yeah, I really want to, so yeah, I also underestimated kind of his backyard. It definitely wasn't a perfect circle. It was like, I had to like go around this little tree and then go, he had this weird kind of like what used to be a shed kind of cement foundation. So I had to hop over a thing like 300 times.
Jeez.
And come around, and then it was like a backyard. It wasn't a perfect, like, so it was like footing dirt.
Time, right? Yeah.
So I rolled each ankle probably 6 times.
Yeah, I'm sure you learned a lot. Like, if you had to do this again, what would you do differently? What would you tell other people after this?
I did get so lucky. I don't know if you remember Saturday. It was weirdly like 65 degrees.
That was nice.
It's 95 degrees today. So
hot.
That made it way easier. But I've been running and enjoying running. And I think in a weird way, I like got in a rhythm where it was just like, yeah, I just have to run this circle 300 times. Just kind of go.
50 more laps.
Yeah. You start to learn about 22 was a mile.
Okay.
You just kind of keep track. All right.
Taylor Swift, put that song on.
I listened to some podcasts and it was, I really want someone else to experience it because I do think it was, I've only done one like race. I did a half Ironman like 10 years ago, which I've struggled to really recall. And I was so young, but I just wonder how much harder a half marathon in a backyard is than just a regular half marathon. I don't know. I'd imagine quite a bit harder, but it's also a great, I don't know if have you ever done a long race?
No, I haven't.
It's just a great, like with anything you complete that's hard. It's just kind of I sat there with they sat there and like grilled out like breakfast tacos and chilled while I ran around them for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I sat down and I just like, you just kind of feel awesome. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can breath. Felt pretty good. I housed like 6 tacos. I mean, you're just so famished. It just felt kind of great. And we hung out that night.
Good cadence.
It was a great last place punishment.
All right.
But I do wonder, we have half the league are like really out of shape guys. Well, so I wonder.
They would not have felt accomplished.
It might have taken them 5 hours. I mean, just unless they trained and stuff. But because everyone has a few fat friends. Like they,
yeah.
I don't know what they would do. If they got last.
Yeah, that's too bad. Do you think you got another half Ironman in you?
I would love to do some more of those. It's just kids and tour and everything. I don't know. It would have to be like some time off, non-tour time.
Yeah.
So you'd have to train a good bit and it's a whole weekend event. But it is doing those races, like the whole atmosphere stuff is fun.
You like, much you is like getting the number stuck to you or on your calves.
But it was good, too. I should share it. Because when I shared a bit from the Are You For Real special about, like, your half marathon, that's not bragging. Like, moms do that on accident in Disneyland. I got a bunch of comments like, here's a guy who's clearly never done one before.
Yeah, do one in a backyard.
Yeah. So I'd love to post about how I did one in a backyard and like really wasn't, I mean, it was hard, but it wasn't like I was like, how am I possibly going to finish this? It was just halfway through, I was like, this is going to suck for another hour and a half. But
is there anyone?
I will say when I finished that, though, the thought of like 26 was
like, that would be like, a lot.
I've never made fun of anyone for bragging about a marathon. That's where you get into just like, I'm like, dude, my knee's going to explode if I'm like in mile 19.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Rachel ran a half marathon and finished it, you know, no problem. But she's like, the idea of running 26, it feels like humans aren't really supposed to do that.
I think it's well documented that like this is very hard on your body.
Yeah. Is there anyone who has footage of you running around? I would love to see you just jogging around.
Yeah,
just
for a second. Yeah, I need to find it. Let me text some friends. I think there's some videos.
Okay.
I'll text the guy.
I would love to see that.
Yep.
Real quick, just on the way up here, I passed a truck that had a bumper sticker that said Ultra MAGA. I've never seen that before.
Ultra? What's Ultra?
Well, I don't know. When I went RFK up to pass Jr. him, when I looked, I was like, I want to see who drives this. It was Derek's aunt driving the car.
You know, I got a video of Derek's aunt. I was actually helping her out with some content. Great. I mean, she's family. He's family man, family. So if we could pull her up here.
Dang, that's cool. We both ran into her.
She's good on camera.
Really?
She's got a good energy to her.
Wait, you didn't send it to me.
Without social media, she's still pretty good.
Oh, I haven't texted it to you? No. Let me get you. Yeah, she's not on it, but she's on it. Does that make sense? I texted you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a text. It's a little link. It was on Instagram because we're just trying to build her following up. Ultra MAGA. Ultra MAGA Mama is her at.
Corona, right? Corona. Corona is six letters. When you use gematria and you say A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, and you put corona lined out at 6-6. So that's 666. But we found that out. So they're saying the white wing crazies found it out, so they changed it to COVID-19. Which is C. What is this? C, right?
The C, yeah.
Ovid. Look it up. Ovid means sheep. 19, military code for surrender. See, sheep, surrender. That's no joke. Sold.
Wow, that is actually the first I've heard of that.
When it came out, it was Corona.
I like that a lot. I would like to hear more of what she has to say.
See? Hey, see?
See?
No, you can't see, like me. Can we get some confirmation on the Ovid meaning? I love the thought of like whatever, like you know, the 10 most powerful men in a room, like, here's the plan, COVID. And now here's the best part. We all know the 666. We've all done it.
Yeah, I mean, that's symmetria.
Yeah.
Me and my wife have been doing that.
I mean, this is how we'll do it.
She's
Ovid means sheep.
That's one definition.
Ovid is a male name of a Latin meaning sheep herder. Like, okay.
I'm sold.
Ovid. It's an old Latin term meaning sheep. And let's put a C in front of it because we all
see. And then 19, that didn't have anything to do with 2019, the year.
No.
That was all about, what did she say?
That's why that's why I'll go over their head.
What does it mean?
It means surrender in like military code.
Oh, well, duh.
See sheep surrender.
I'm going to type in 19 in
I feel like if you're going to create like a worldwide pandemic to control people, you wouldn't want to like put a little clue in the name. Right? Wouldn't that be...
Why would you do that? That'd, no one is making... This isn't a children's story. Gosh, you don't have
Atlanta
to
cracked it. Now she won't wear a mask.
Shoot.
Dadgummit.
This is pretty funny. If you Google 19 in military code, the top result is this article that says... The title of the article says, COVID-19 does not mean see sheep surrender.
Okay. What's that have been building? And that see was, sheep surrender.
Yeah. That was an article written in June of 2020. So she was on it pretty quick.
Didn't they? I actually don't know this. I'm just guessing. Did we change it from Corona to COVID because we were like, because Corona beers like we're business probably. Fell apart? Like literally, their sales tanked. It's amazing how that like messes with the mind. And I feel like that was part of it. They're probably like, can we not do the Corona thing?
I think also coronavirus is not specific enough.
True. It's like a more of an umbrella term.
Yeah, because like remember like the back of Lysol, you know, talks about coronavirus stuff.
Yeah, it only means like. Evil things
like evil sheep.
It only means evil, kind of evil demon stuff as a whole. And we need It's a kind of more like surrender sheep.
Dude, I kind of really like the idea, like us doing like a like an exercise. Like you give me something of this world, I give you, and then we have to like make it be the craziest thing. Like, you know, okay, you take the second word of each of both of the, you know, this letter, that letter. It'd be kind of fun. Just create your own conspiracy theory.
I'm down.
This article says the word for sheep in Latin is ovis, not Ovid. So close.
But Ovid means sheep herder. So. A sheep herder is the opposite of a sheep, right?
I mean, that's our government. They're the sheep herders.
See, the sheep herders surrender.
Oh, the sheep herders have to surrender.
She's not. She's no. She is the herder, and she'll never surrender.
Honestly, the more I look into it, the more I think she nailed it. She got it. Good job,
follow
Linda.
Her. Thanks, Linda. Got to get. speaking of more conspiracy, this or that. I'm sure you've seen the. This movie really making the rounds. What's it called? Sound of Freedom.
No, tell me about it.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Not it's on Twitter. Algorithm. It's not a documentary. At first, I thought it was a documentary. It's a fictional movie based on true events. You know, the based on true events. I don't know to what extent, but it's like a hero guy who's going out to stop the child sex traffickers.
Okay.
And of course, it's just been politicized immediately. Then, of course, people are aggressively like, everyone needs to go see this. Look at what's happening. It's so bad. And then other people being like, well, it's not all really that true. And it was put out by a conservative place. So it's great. I don't even know why it's controversial. It's just a movie about like how child sex trafficking is bad. Does anyone disagree with that?
Okay. Interesting.
But people seem to enjoy it.
Sound of Freedom. Are you going to go see Oppenheimer and Barbie? Boppenheimer?
Not Barbie. When's Oppenheimer come out?
I think 2 weeks, week and a half.
Is that soon?
Yeah.
People are fired. That's Christopher Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everyone's excited?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, we just dropped a huge bomb on Japan.
Yeah, it was
I think Americans so are big. Excited about that.
Yeah, it's kind of, it is a little concerning we're that excited to watch that.
I do think it'll be interesting. Did a project on it in eighth grade. I want to contrast and compare how Christopher Nolan's version is compared to like PowerPoint. Like
a historical fiction movie, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Some more comments from last week. Someone said, what's wrong with Yahoo email? I've had one since college.
Yeah, I saw a couple of 34-year-old woman here, Yahoo. That's a little young for Yahoo.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Older. Shelter girl.
Bunch of people calling me out. I got Rocket Man and Piano Man mixed up. Okay. Elton John plays the piano every day of his life, so it's not crazy to think he would have Piano Man.
Piano Man, yeah. Burning.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And then this other one real quick, someone says...
maybe a song, old Rocket Man. I love that, the bit, the guy who can't get him straight.
Just, they're so close, they both play the piano.
The Rocket Man doesn't play you a song.
I thought it was a different perspective. He's the Rocket Man. This person says, "What? This is when we were talking last episode about how people are always so upset when we're not coming there. This person says, what about New York? I'd even take Buffalo, which is where we're going.
Yeah, we're going. Just luck.
Yeah.
Luck. We're trying so hard to tell you.
She says, I've had long COVID / POTS. I don't know what POTS is.
She has long sea sheep?
Long sea sheep / President of the States. It's in all caps. I don't know what POTS is. I'm sorry you have POTS. But she's had it for 18 months. And the one thing that would help me cheer up and save up energy to go would be a Trey show. Help a sick person out and just bring laughter near my house. Just saying. We're coming to Buffalo.
Yeah, we're coming. If it's contagious, don't come. But if it's not, I'm sorry and please come. A POTS is postural orthostatic. What this and dinosaurs. Easier names. Diseases and dinosaurs, easier name.
Can we just call dinosaurs just specs and sporks? It's one syllable, something
postural
easy.
Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Excessively reduced volume of blood returns to the heart after an individual stands up from a lying down position. Sounds like maybe she gets lightheaded easily.
Dang, it's a bummer that that's an illness when the abbreviation is POTS.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
POTS, right. POTS, saying you have POTS, you're like, no. I mean, you want to smoke it here?
Yeah, it's legal now. Yeah, when you stand up.
Like, no, it makes you lightheaded. It's like, me too.
Yeah, you get paranoid?
You
get
paranoid? No!
Not about the pots.
That does suck. If the acronym for your disease is DOPE.
It's kind of sick.
If it's literally DOPE.
If it's DOPE, I have DOPE.
It's not legal here. It is legal in Missouri, which is crazy.
DOPE.
DOPE is.
That's sick.
That's what you're supposed to call it. DOPE.
Yeah, I think it's what people like my uncle's age.
Yes, doing DOPE.
DOPE smoking. Here's something just real quick. Has Katie ever said to you, like, unsolicited, Rachel told me, just gave me her blessing to be with someone if something ever happens to her? We got to hang out with someone. She's like, man, she was awesome.
Oh, if something happens to her.
If anything ever happens to me, I want you to date her.
I did that to Katie. It's like a bit. I was like, I hope you find the greatest guy when I die before you. Stop. Wow. Just letting you know.
I don't know if
just
you guys really ever gotten before, but I already, yeah.
That's good to know.
I have my eyes on somebody.
Yeah, no kidding. You're like, plan B, yeah.
If Rachel gets pots.
Did Rachel set a time frame of how much the window is for you?
I need to wait a while? Oh, yeah. That's a good point. No, we haven't went over that yet.
No, we have that.
Yeah, how long's your window?
I think it has to be a year and a half or something like that.
That seems reasonable. It's a good amount of grieving.
Yeah. I asked Katie, I was like, what if, you know, God forbid, like the week of, I text one of your friends you up. Would that bother you?
You say, God forbid, like you can't help it.
Yeah. I mean, I would just be more.
God forbid
so
I
much.
Slip and I just grab it and it's, I say, you up.
If you're at your service, I hit on your sorority sister. Would that upset you, the dead you?
Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that very much. I thought you were saying at first, what I thought you were saying is growing up sheltered. You ever heard of the old, where my youth pastor, he got up there, he's like, you guys, we believe in forgiveness so much. My wife told me the other day, you could cheat on me and I'd forgive you.
Oh.
I thought that's what you were saying at first. You ever heard that back in the day?
No, not really.
No, really? I feel like that's an old, real intense, hey, no matter what. Divorce is never an option. I'm serious. You go drown a litter of puppies and staying.
Maybe I have heard that. Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised, but we have not talked about that. We have not talked about cheating being an option.
Circle back on that.
Yeah.
And let me know if she would be cool with that. Or if that would upset her. Yeah. I just remember that. I don't know. Hope best of luck on the second wife.
I'll let you know if something happens to Rachel, tragically. That would suck.
Yeah, keep me posted.
I'll let you know.
would be a bummer for
you'll be
sure,
like probably top sure. 30 people who find out.
Yeah, so. I can't. Yeah, we'll be at the funeral. I'll be like, hey, at least you're back in the game.
Remember what you told me earlier? I'm sure the recties are pumped.
Wants to figure out what that means. I know. That is. You start getting your 30s, start thinking about dying, I guess.
It's on Rachel's mind.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap up with segments. Let's get to the segments part of the episode. That segment.
Can't make it any clearer than that.
The segment with the segments.
You guys had segments?
So we have a new segment alert because we have a new sponsor alert.
Look out.
Good Ranchers. That is right. We have a new segment called Chicken.
Yeah.
How are you a chicken this week? Sponsored by Good Ranchers. Because Good Ranchers, they make chicken. They have meat too. And so we're going to tell you about it. Please support the show. Guys, who doesn't love meat? And we have a great deal for how you get some for cheap. And so, Good Ranchers, did you know this? The FDA just approved lab-grown chicken for sale. Meat formed in a bioreactor will soon be coming to a store near you. We all know there's a bunch of crazy, weird stuff in a lot of our grocery stores. And Good Ranchers is trying to combat that. They are making real meat grown in a pasture. They sell real meat from real animals, and they sell the best meat in the country. From steakhouse quality cuts of beef to better than organic chicken, everything Good Ranchers sources is from local farms in America.
It really is great. 100% of the chicken that Rachel and I have had in our house the last like 3 or 4 months has been Good Ranchers chicken. It's really, really good. And yeah, it's patriotic chicken is what it is.
Wow. Aunt Linda. Are you kidding me?
It's all in the United States. Really cool.
Seriously, Real Meat, they started this company because Real Meat, they felt like it was under attack. The store is less trustworthy than ever. And Good Ranch is a place you know you're getting good, high quality, delicious meat. So head on over to goodranchers.com and use our code FAMILYMAN.
That's right.
One word, FAMILYMAN, to get $30 off your first box. They have over 14,000 five-star reviews. You can confidently pick the perfect box for you. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years when you subscribe today. $30 off and a price lock guarantee. Just two more things lab-grown meat can offer. They cannot offer it, or any other meat for that matter. So lock in your price. Save $30. Go to goodranchers.com and use code FAMILYMAN. American meat delivered.
Awesome. All right, so they sell chicken. Oh, yep. Yeah.
They sell chicken. How are you, chicken?
Just a real quick chicken story. I post on my Instagram. I got to be A1 on Southwest.
Whoa.
Yeah, because normally we fly together. It doesn't really matter when I check in because you're A-list. We're companions. But you took a different flight home from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm C-22. So I paid to upgrade, which normally is, you know, near the top, but never A1. I was so fired up. And someone cut in front of me, and I was too chicken to say anything to him.
Wow, did you get a glimpse of what their ticket was?
No, but I didn't need to know. I know they're behind me. And when you're A1, you have all the confidence in the world.
He was in head-to-toe military garb. Jake's like, screw this guy.
Hey. He's got a walking stick. Excuse me, now you can hear. Back in the line.
It's a single mom. She was like a baby strapped to her and a kid. Hey.
Hey, let me see it.
A1.
Let me see it. Yeah, A2. Yeah. To you, behind me. Thanks.
Katie, we're doing the new Good Rancher segment, Chicken, about how you were chicken this past week. Be thinking if you have a story about how you were a chicken.
Oh, I thought you were saying how you were a chicken last week.
Oh, how was I a chicken?
No, I thought you were telling me.
Oh.
Like,
I thought you were saying that you were dressed up as a chicken last week.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we were dressing up as chickens this week.
I had a funny little chicken moment where I was out at a bar with friends. It's kind of a new bar. It was really fun.
Oh, that reminds
me. And couple bros come up, show me a lot of love. Really nice.
Dude, I have something to say about this.
It was funny because it was a very hipster bar. Like most people there have on tattoos and stuff. And there's these two dudes look like they should go off the golf course. They're like, Trey!
Okay.
They're super nice guys. Like, I got to buy you a shot, man. I got to, man. I got
so
to.
Funny.
And I was just like, okay. And he was being really nice. Like, dude, you're a great comedian. He's like, any preference? And I was like, yeah, you pick, man. You pick, whatever. And he goes, Vegas bombs. If you don't know what those are, it's like, whatever vodka or something dropped into like a whole glass of Red Bull. And I'm in my head, I'm just like, dude, what are we? Are
I was thinking 21? Just like a quick tequila.
Yeah.
Get
I was
it over
just,
with.
And I was too chicken. I was just like,
you did it?
Sounds good. Well, hold on.
Goodranchers.com. Let's do this.
Yeah. I had a hipster bar. The bartender comes over. He's tattoos on his neck, gauges. I mean, just hipster guy. And, this frat boy goes, two Vegas bombs. And the bartender goes, I'm not going to make those. And I was like, yes. He's like, I'm going to make you something much better. And he, of course, he whips up something that tasted like fruit punch. And I said, thanks, and went on my way. And but yeah, I was too chicken, and the hipster bartender saved me. So, I loved it. Just a frat dude in some weird like hipster bar. They were playing like folk music in the corner. He's like, Vegas bombs. The guy's like, I'm not making those.
Do you hear? Yeah. Mumford is on. It's on vinyl right now.
They don't even have Red Bull there.
Well, I think that was probably really part of it. He really also spun it as like why would you even think we would serve such a thing? what did it make you think?
So
of?
Probably a couple hours ago, I get a text from Gunner, one of my good friends. You know Gunner, and he said there's a conversation going on right next to me at work. My coworkers are talking about buying shots for Trey Kennedy.
I knew it was related. The way you were laughing, I was like, this is crazy. That's funny.
That is wild. Wow. Right, they're good, nice working guys.
He didn't say he joined in, didn't say he knew you or anything. He just said it's pretty funny to listen to. So,
You have to ping your back. Say, did they talk about how they wouldn't do Vegas bombs? Oh.
It's so funny that, like, dude, you made their weekend. That's all you had to do. Just take a shot with them. They're talking about it at work on Monday morning. They're so fired up.
I know. Shots is weird because I don't. I'm 30. I don't take shots, but they came. I hadn't really had much to drink, and so I was just like, "What?" I mean, he was fired up to do it. It was very nice. I don't know. I'm gonna come on, man. Your favorite comedian, whatever. And then he goes Vegas bombs. Like, ugh. I'm like, I'm so old. I'm thinking like the Red Bull's gonna keep me up.
That's why I was like, you took that?
I'm so grateful we did it. I was chicken. I was too chicken, sponsored by Good Ranchers, to say no, but I was saved.
You're like, Vegas bombs, can you make my Red Bull sugar free? There's like a low caffeine version.
Just something light.
You go to a restaurant. Hey, what do you have for Red Bull? I love the taste of Red Bull. Don't like the caffeine. You're going to just a caffeine free Red Bull. Like, really?
You ever
love taurine.
You ever had to do this? I used to take pride back in the day when, you know, people, especially when you're in more poppin' bar. And I've had times where there's like four different people want to buy me shots. I'm like, you have to drag me out of here. You can't. So, and you don't want to be rude. And so I've done quite a few different techniques of kind of like, oh, thanks. I'll have like a beer or some drink. Take the shot and spit it into the can, throw it away. Done that a few times. I've done in a crowded enough bar, in a crazy enough crowded place. I've done the old over the shoulder.
Just throw it.
So yeah, I've Mamba Bird Katie a few times.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I'll hold it and run over to her.
Has never happened.
So a lot of good techniques.
That has never happened.
I remember Katie, once she finally had Thomas, she was like, ooh, now we can Mamba Bird again.
If you're like, wait, what? She's like, nothing.
I am cringing.
We do some tray bombs?
Tray bombs.
Tray bombs.
Ew.
Do you have any Family Man or Katie? You have any chicken moments of the week, or were you courageous? Were you woman?
I am woman.
The segment is called Woman or Chicken.
Woman or Chicken. Which were you?
I am woman.
Woman? Derek, how many?
I was chicken with my wife. She had on her shows all weekend. So sat there and watched it, and it was Below Deck. And
then Below Deck, the reality show about like boat workers?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Big yacht workers. And Seaman. I ended up watching two seasons of it in the weekend. So
it's pretty chicken.
Yeah. Dang.
Wow, he deserves a steak.
Holy cow, yeah. Get that guy some meat. That's why he's the promo code.
Tonight we're watching Joe Rogan. I'm eating three steaks. Watch it. Katie, you were a woman? You're good?
Yeah, I don't. Was I chicken this weekend?
You really only.
As a mom, I have to be pretty courageous all the time. So.
Okay. That is it for that segment. GoodRanchers.com. Use code FAMILYMAN. And seriously, they've obviously hooked us up. They sent me a big shipment of a bunch of meat. I mean, we had a fun taco night, is what we did. I had some Wagyu ground beef.
Oh, yeah.
Got that fired up.
I've heard good things.
Tell you what, man. Every now and then, you sleep on some just good old classic ground beef. Just cook that up. Easy money.
Yum.
Anyway. okay, that's an episode. My Australian, New Zealand friends, seriously, DM us correct opinions. Let us know if you're coming.
Yum.
It's so, so cool that we'd have fans across the world, especially podcast listeners. So you like have to wait till Thursday afternoon to listen to us.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That does make sense. The international dateline throws me off a little bit. It's confusing.
It's crazy. The tickets go on sale, quote, tomorrow, but tomorrow then is like now. The tickets go on sale like an hour.
This is what Oppenheimer's about, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wait. So thank you all. It's like, subscribe. We'll see you next week. And you support the show. Get some meat. Family Man.
Good day. Correct opinion.